More than 100,000 refugees. I'm not talking South Sudan or Congo or Haiti or one of the other many troubled places in the developing world. We're talking Japan now. 100,000 is roughly how many people are still displaced 3 years after disaster struck the country's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. That was March 11th, 2011. Neither local communities nor the country's economy as a whole have yet recovered from the events of that day. And some observers say Japan won't recover until it's made some fundamental changes. Here's the world's environment editor, Peter Thompson.
In the weeks after the triple meltdown at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, any number of investigations were launched into what went wrong that terrible day. But many of the people doing those inquiries were linked one way or another to the nuclear industry itself, or to Japan's government. So Yoichi Funabashi, a former journalist who once headed one of Japan's leading news organizations, decided what was needed was a truly independent investigation. He gathered up some of Japan's top scientists and academics and launched what they called the Independent Investigation Commission on the Fukushima nuclear accident. Its months of interviews and inquiries found plenty of failures of design and performance behind the meltdowns. But Funabashi says the biggest problem the commission identified wasn't about technology. It was about the culture of what it calls Japan's nuclear village.
Regulators pretended to regulate. The operators pretend to be regulated.
Funabashi describes a closed world of nuclear power plant operators and regulators, one which was not only impervious to public scrutiny and accountability within Japan, but that was also resistant to innovations and new safety technologies from elsewhere in the world. He says within this bubble, the Japanese nuclear village built up a myth of the absolute safety of the country's plants, the firm belief that Japan's reactors were the safest and most advanced in the world. Funabashi says it was a myth that came back to haunt them 3 years ago.
I think they actually have found themselves caught in their own trap.
The time since the Fukushima disaster has brought some important changes to that insular culture. Most significant, Funabashi says, has been the creation of a new, much more independent nuclear regulation authority, which has in turn set much higher standards for safe operation of the country's nuclear plants. But Funabashi says the changes fall far short of what's needed.
I wish that they would have started to change much more radically and fundamentally.
At their root, Funabashi says the problems that led to the Fukushima disaster stem from deep within the larger Japanese culture. He says to truly avoid the same kinds of mistakes in the future, Japan has to open itself up much more to the outside world and to much more diversity and debate within the country.
Japan really has to make its society much more diverse. Too much homogeneous, too much conformist society really has stifled debates and dissenting views.
Even so, Funabashi says, dissenting views within Japan are already starting to change the conversation. He says, for instance, that the government's new plan to restore nuclear power to a prominent role in the country's energy supply is likely to run into significant opposition.
I do not think that we should underestimate that public deep suspicion and mistrust with the Japanese government and the utilities.
Having to do without a lot of nuclear power would mean continued big challenges for Japan. But Funabashi says big economic and demographic changes are already underway in the country. As Japan's young people adjust to an economy of slower growth and lower consumption, he says, 21st century Japan may not need as much energy of any kind as it once did. For The World, I'm Peter Thompson.